American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Donald Trump was joined by victims' families to share stories of violent crimes committed by illegal aliens. Here's Fox's Jared Halpern.
A day before the State of the Union address, President Trump honored the loved ones of Americans killed by undocumented immigrants, like Lake and Riley.
Their death was completely preventable. It shouldn't have happened.
The president and administration officials have pointed to angel families as the reason for an aggressive immigration crackdown.
Not only should her killer not have been released into our country in the first place, but he was released a second time after being arrested in New York City.
President Trump signed a proclamation designating February 22nd as National Angel Family Day, the anniversary of Riley's murder. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
American citizens were sheltering in place in Mexico after the death of El Mencho, the leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel, who was killed by Mexican forces yesterday morning. Gang members retaliated after the operation. Texas Senator John Cornyn said he is already working on repatriating them. He made comments on Fox.
We're in communication with the State Department to try to make sure we can get our people back safely, but it's no secret that Mexico has long been controlled by the cartels and corruption that is facilitated by the government.
President Trump and Republicans are accusing Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum of colluding with the cartels. The U.S. government shared intelligence to assist in the operation. The Supreme Court said today it will hear from oil and gas companies trying to block lawsuits seeking to hold the industry liable in alleged damage linked to climate change. The court agreed to take up a case from Boulder, Colorado, among a series of lawsuits alleging the companies deceive the public about how fossil fuels contribute to alleged climate change. Governments around the country have sought damages totaling billions of dollars, arguing it is necessary to help pay for rebuilding after natural disasters they blame on climate change. Some critics say the U.S. economy would be damaged if restrictive measures were implemented to alleviate so-called climatic changes. Good news for those who are open to religious imagery in the public square. More from AFN's Chris Woodward.
The full Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a challenge to Louisiana's Ten Commandments law was effectively premature, and it got rid of the lower court opinion that blocked Louisiana from implementing the law. Louisiana was represented by Attorney General Liz Merle and Beckett Attorney Joe Davis.
So as a result of this decision, Louisiana is now free to comply with what its legislature has told it to do, which is have the Ten Commandments displayed in public school classrooms across Louisiana, alongside other aspects of American history and culture. So this is a really good opinion, a good result for those who are open to religious imagery in the public square.
People and organizations on the other side of the case have an option to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. They'll have 90 days to make that decision.
I'd be very optimistic about the Supreme Court agreeing with the Fifth Circuit here if the case did indeed go up.
The appeals court also heard arguments over a similar Ten Commandments law in Texas. This particular opinion is exclusively in the Louisiana case. I'm Chris Woodward.
Meteorologists said the nor'easter that struck the Northeast with nearly 3 feet of snow in places is as classic and powerful a blizzard as you can get. The strongest in a decade and up there with the most intense in history. The storm quickly intensified to easily qualify as a bomb cyclone and featured thunder snow. The storm paralyzed many along the eastern seaboard and closed schools and knocked the power off to some areas. And Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee said high winds were making it tough for Rhode Island Energy to restore electricity.
It's going to restrict the ability for the workers to get at the buckets in the air without making sure that they're staying safe.
Rhode Island Energy said hospitals and nursing homes will be the first priority. The governor said abandoned vehicles are making conditions more dangerous. Colleges and universities already canceled classes for tomorrow. See more news at AFN.net.